Misunderstandings that cause us pain.
Is clarified by truth to bring love again. Clarified by truth to bring love again.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
Say about this.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Definitely, Mahat Bhai, you need to give time to understand someone.
Mm-hmm.
And till you don't give them time, how would you understand? You can't understand someone within a short moment of time or with just a glimpse or spending 5 minutes with someone or 10 minutes with someone. It's not possible in most cases. Yeah, unless you're a wali of Allah, you have insight. And the awliya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they understood people and they would give them an answer according to their nature. But me and you, for us to understand, you have to spend time with them. And it's not necessarily that what you think of your understanding of them is the right understanding.
Mm.
Because sometimes a person hides his nature, person hides his feelings. A person maybe, in front of people, he's different. His own tabiat, his normal habit, nature is different.
Mm.
So you weren't able to understand. You know, some people, sometimes when you look at a child sometimes and you think, oh, this child is so sharif.
Mm.
Right? He's so good, mashallah, this child. And then you ask his father, mashallah, I like your child, he's very good. Oh, you don't know how he is at home. This is the reply you will get.
Mm.
Because in front of people, he's behaving different.
Mm.
But when he is in his own surroundings, he's different. So you have to understand this as well. We should not believe or think that you understood someone 100%. Because no one can really understand the inner feeling of someone. Sometimes the outer feeling, a person's expression is different.
Mm.
His inner feeling is different.
Okay.
You can be sitting with someone, you can spend days with someone, someone might even smile at you, someone might even, show so much love in front of you. And we've seen this, that them people go behind the back, they're speaking ill of you.
Mm.
And in front of you, they're praising you.
Mm.
And you see that in society today. So you weren't able to understand everyone in fully in the sense. But a father and a child's understanding should be there.
So
and he should learn.
Why should it be there? Someone may say, for example, a youngster, he doesn't have understanding with his father. Now he says, all right, fine, my dad's doing his thing, I'm doing my thing. We don't need to understand each other, everyone's doing their own thing. Why do we need to make that effort to understand the other person?
Because it's hukuk. He has rights over you and you have rights over him.
Okay.
And you will be accountable for these rights on the Day of Judgment.
Allahu Akbar.
Right? When you have to give an account for something, you have to make sure that you do it in the right way.
Hmm.
You make sure you understand that. If there's no accountability, then it's a different case. But here you're going to be asked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how did you treat your parents?
Mm.
In the same way the father would be asked or a mother would be asked that how did you upbring your children as well.
Mm.
So there's an accountability. In our deen there is an accountability. And when there's an accountability, you need to have this understanding. You need to know that what is that person's rights.
Mm.
And then you need to have the understanding how to give him that rights, how to fulfill them rights of that person.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have an understanding with him, you won't able to fulfill them either.
Mm-hmm.
So this is important. So, you know, just to say that, you know, he's living his own life, I'm living my own life. No, it's not enough because on Yawm al-Qiyam, on the Day of Judgment, you'll be accountable,
for that.
And if you're going to be accountable for it, then you need to be ready. You need to make sure that you run it in the right way.
Mm. It's like, you know, for example, if someone has to present himself in a court, brother mentioned an incident that happened with another brother, that he saw a wealthy man, and I think he had got a parking ticket, and he had not paid for it, and he had to go to court for it. And he saw him in such a state that his face was pale, his lips were, you know, purple, and he was worried. And he said, "What happened to you?" And he said, "Oh, I have a case in the court. I have to present myself." And you know, we're worrying about these courts in this world, and what about the court in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who knows our secrets of our hearts?
You know, definitely, because on Yawm al-Qiyamah, what will happen is that, you know, everyone will be worried about themselves.
Allah.
You know, if there's true love between parents and children, or the children between the parents, if a child was to be asked, you know, that give his father a one good deed, he will not be ready. In the same way, those parents who love their children to such a degree, if they on the Day of Judgment are asked that, you know, give your child one good deed, this will be a means of him entering Jannah, they won't be ready. Because on that day, on the Yawm al-Qiyamah, they'll be saying, I am also need, I don't know what will happen to me. This one good deed, I also need this.
No.
So can you imagine that what this Day of Judgment will be? And also, you know, especially when you get people standing up on Day of Judgment and say, look, he didn't fulfill my right. Could you imagine that how severe this day is going to be, and how people are going to be looking for a chance to, you know, get something out of someone else on that day? So definitely we need to be prepared. Every child, every parent need to be prepared that they fulfill the right of each other.
Mm.
And it's not just one way. Alhamdulillah, just for the views of Madni Chala, sometimes we feel that is one way.
Mm.
Or, you know, Alhamdulillah, even our conversation is not just going one way. Mm. We are coming from both. We are coming from both angles. They are the rights of parents, and they are also the right of the children. There is the upbringing of the children, and then there is also, even if a child is not being upbrought in the right way, he still needs to fulfill the rights of his parents.
Mm.
Right? So it's not an excuse to say that, oh, I wasn't given the right education, I wasn't given the right upbringing, I wasn't taught this, so why are they expecting this from me?
Mm. So, you know, for the father or the mother, later on they come to hear these things, like, you know, I wasn't taught this, I wasn't given time. So going back to the topic that giving time to children, giving time to parents, we'll talk about the parents after from the children's side, but from the parents' side, they're so busy, they want to, you know, just put some food on a plate for their children. But the child is complaining, my dad didn't give me time.
Mm.
How do the parents manage with their responsibilities, especially in the modern world where, you know, inflation is, you know, at high points? How do the parents manage to give children time?
By the way, this sometimes is just an excuse for us to get out at times. Sometimes it can be that the time schedule is so tight that it becomes difficult. But even then you burden yourself in that way. It's not that you cannot survive the way we wish to live our lives.
Mm.
We are doing that extra work for that. You know, although that you can survive a little,
Allah,
right? But we want that luxury life, we want that comfort, we want that, and you know, we want all this, we want a nice car, nice house, nice property, land, everything. Then obviously we won't able to give our children time. So this is important. Is your luxury more important than your children? Allah. The parents need to decide that.
Mm. I think my dear viewers of Madani Channel, this is a question that we should all contemplate. Is our luxury greater than our children? Is our luxury greater than our parents? It's a question you and I should contemplate on it. I'll give it back to you.
So it's like that. So, you know, it's what we need to think as, if the parents are, the parents need to think, and the children, they need to think also like this. That is my things more important than the rights of my parents. Mm-hmm. Is, and the same way the parents need, is my life or my earning, even that the earning is for the children.
It's for the children. That's right? That's the argument.
Right. Even that the earning is most time is for the children. But you have lost that connectivity and that time. Why? Is it just money? Mm. Is it just the earning? Is it just the thingy? Why is there no connectivity? Why is there no love? Why is there no time for each other?
Mm.
Right? So that's for those who are overdoing themselves. Mm. And one should not be in that category of overdoing himself. He should balance his life.
Mm.
And when people say, I don't have time, I disagree with them on that. And to be honest with you, it's we say we don't have time. Everyone has time for another, right? It's what we are using our time in, right? It's how we are spending our time. If you're going to be spending your time wisely, then you will find so much time within your time. For example, an average person works 8 hours. He sleeps for eight hours. 16 hours? What's remaining behind? Another 8 hours. Where are them 8 hours going?
I'll tell you where. You said wisely, I'll say wirelessly. That's where it's going.
Right? So, okay, you can minus up an hour for eating, you can minus up an hour for traveling. Okay, still what? You got 6 hours. Mm. Where are them 6 hours going? Okay, just for argument's sake, just bring it down to 1 hour.
Mm.
Where is that 1 hour going?
Where's that 1 hour?
You have that time, it's what you have utilized that in. You have utilized in your social life, you know, you have utilized it in your on social media, and especially in the time we are living in, this is what most of our time is gone on. People are just sitting in front of the television, they're sitting in front of the net, they're just sitting on their phone, they're sitting on their consoles, they're playing the games. And it's everyone is just spending time, you know. I remember Nigrani Shura Haji Imran Attari, who's the head of Markazi Majlis Shura of Dawat Islam. He mentioned, he says, look, today everyone sits in one room. They are connected to the entire world. They're connected, and it's let's just focus upon this, and you will find that this is happening. You're connected to the entire world. How? Through our devices. The father is on the phone there, mother is on the phone, child is on the phone, someone is chatting to someone on the net, someone is on Facebook, we're connected with someone there, someone on somebody on WhatsApp, whatever, or someone's on the phone. Whichever way you're connected to the people of the entire world. You're sitting in one room. Father is there, son is there, daughter is there, mother is there. Everyone is sitting in that one room.
Yep.
Right? Or you could be sitting on, just take this table for example, you can be sitting around this table, but everyone is connected somewhere else. The people who are most closest to you, you're not connected to them. The people who are sitting in front of you, you're not connected to them.
Allah.
Right? And this is the same, you know, you can say, this is what's causing the misunderstanding in our time. That you are sitting with your parents, but you're not connected,
with them.
Right? You're sitting with your children and you're not connected with them. A husband and wife are sitting in the same room, they're not connected with each other. And this is obviously another topic which we'll go on to. But do you understand that where is our time going into? It's going into these sort of things. It's going into however we want to live our lives. But you are saying you don't have time for your children. You have time. I tell you, even if a person rightly gives his child 1 hour a day in the proper way, right? This is something which you need to learn. You might be thinking, what is the proper way?
What do you mean by proper?
The proper way, we sit down and watch a movie together? Is this the proper way? No. Obviously, this is not the proper way. We sit down and play the games together? No, it's not the proper way. Proper way is that you sit and you speak. Right? Just generally speak. Dad, how was your work? How did the work go on? You know, how did you find it? Oh, what are you actually doing at work? We probably will not know what our fathers are doing. Right? We don't even know. The father doesn't know what his son is doing. Or where did he go today? What did he get up to? We don't know. You know, if you ask a father today, what is his son is studying in school? What are his subjects which is chosen for his GCSEs, for his A-levels? That the father won't know.
Sometimes they don't even know when their birthday is. They've gone so out of touch with the child, they've forgotten their birthday.
Okay, that can be sometimes forgotten. You know, it comes after a year.
No? Yeah.
Salat al-Eid comes after a whole year, right?
So you forget twice a year.
And you know, everyone is expecting the Imam to make an announcement and to tell how to read Eid, when you have to raise your hands and when you have to say the takbir. So it's understandable. It can be forgotten.
Okay.
And again, this can be also a means of misunderstanding. My father doesn't know my birthday.
Yeah.
The father is saying, my son doesn't know my birthday. Right. 50 years have passed, 60 years have passed. I was going to, you can't remember things as always. It is good to remember, but even if someone doesn't remember, this is not a means of war. This is not a means of fighting or taking or using as a defensive form. My father doesn't know my birthday, or my child doesn't know my birthday. The mother is saying this is, you know, we argue over these little
childish
things. There is no need of this. The actual thing is, it's giving them that one-to-one time. People don't know how to speak to their parents. They don't know what to speak to their parents about. You know, people don't know how to speak to elders. Our children, if you were to send them and say, look, go and speak to uncle. I'm going to speak to your grandparent. They'll say, Daddy, grandmother, how are you? That's it. Come back. They won't know what to say.
How to speak, yeah.
Right? And, it was funny. The other day, I took my daughter to my parents' house. And I said to my daughter, I said, go and speak to your grandmother. And she says, what shall I speak to her about? I said, ask her about her family. Ask her about how was Pakistan when she was living there. How did she live her life? And you know, she came back and she was like so, she was so excited. Did you know this? Do you know that your grandmother's mother was from this place? And it was like this and this. And it was like, so, you need to put your children to talk like this. You need to teach them because they won't know what to speak about, right? You need to teach them what to speak about, or you need to give them that education, that upbringing, that listen to them, able to speak and understand them, or you gotta teach them in this way. For your manager, you listen to your manager. He comes and he says the same thing every day. Repeats the same thing every day to you. Why? You haven't done nothing today. You haven't done this. You cope with your manager.
Yeah.
Why? Because of wealth.
Money.
Because you're getting something in. Why can't we cope with our parents or our grandparents saying something, repeating that same thing again and again? In return, Allah is going to give us ajr in the afterlife. Right? Even listening to them. Sometimes I go to my parents' house. My father tells me something which he's told me about a number of times before. You know what I do? I tell him, I say, what happened? This happened. It's like I make it look like that it's the first time I'm listening.
Subhanallah.
Right? And we have to play that role. As children, we have to play that role. And if you want to think about it, your parents did that when you were young. You know, there's a very interesting story in related to this I heard. There's a number of stories, probably it could be that it's based on a fact, or it could be that it's a story to make us understand. Either way, there was a father, he asked his son one day sitting. He says, what is that? And the child says, Dad, it's a crow. It's okay. After a short while went past, the father asked again, son, what is that? And the son said, Dad, it's a crow. Told you it was a crow before. You're asking me again. The father went quiet. And after a short time later, the father asked, son, what is that? It's like, in that childish sort of way. And the son said, he got up. Dad, I told you it was a crow. Right? Can't you see? It's crow. It's black. It's going to be a crow. It can't be a pigeon, can it?
Yeah.
It can't be a bird. And the child reacted like this. And the father said, okay, no problem. He brought his diary with him and he presented it to his son. He said, son, when you were small, you asked me regarding the crow, but you didn't ask me once. You asked me a number of times.
Allah.
Maybe 20, 30 times you asked me, Dad, what is this? I said, it's a crow, beta. I said, son, it's a crow. You asked me again. I said, son, it's a crow. But every time you asked me, I was feeling happy. And I was feeling that you are learning something.
Allah.
Right? You are benefiting from this. But I only asked you 2-3 times and you flipped. When you asked me 30 times and I replied in the same way.
Allah. Why is that?
It's a number of things can be in this. One is that we have sort of given up in having patience. Having sabr, having, you know, able to cope with things.
Hmm.
Right? And it's like, you know, we want everything straight away. We want everything so perfect. We want everything so easy. We want everything so comfortable. We want everything on the plate.
What's the cause of this? Where is this coming from? What do you think? Is it our phones that we have everything on our quickly just open it up, 15-second videos, and you know we're switching new thing.
You know the problem is we are looking upon them people who are above us, right?
Mm.
People who have reached that place, and we think, okay, they've got this, they've achieved this, and we want to become like them.
Mm.
We are not looking upon those people who don't have these facilities,
mm.
who don't have these benefits of life, who don't have this ease, who don't have this comfort. We forget to look upon them people.
Mm.
Right? We are looking upon those people who are in such a high level.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, it's what we are watching through social media. We all want to become like them. If you look at our Sheikh Tariqat, the Wali of this time, Amir al-Sunnat, Hazrat Abu Bilal Muhammad Ghiyas Qadri Damat Barakatuhu Alayhi, sometimes he says, I wish I can wear good clothes, but I don't, because I fear that all my murids, those who follow me, those who adopt everything which I do, right, they might not able to afford that. And if I was to wear, they will try to copy me and they weren't able to afford it, how would they do it? So I just stay simple. And need to look upon those who are struggling, who are going through more hard times, more difficulty times. And a child needs to look at these, and adults need to look at this. What we do is we tend to look up higher above us. And because of this, we become impatient. We want things higher. We're not learning to be grateful. We're not learning to be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever He's given us, we're pleased with this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with a roof over our heads. There's people in the world who don't have this. Like, we get water, cold water. You open the tap, you get cold water, hot water available. Right? There are people in the world who in the winter don't have hot water. Or they might have to put it on a pan or on some sort of a container to warm the water and then have a bath with it. Right? We don't have this. You know, we fail to look at these things. And even to the extent, I tell you, it's all down to our thoughts and our minds. I say that we live our lives more luxury than the kings of the past. We live our lives more luxury for those people who ruled more or less the entire world. You might ask me how. How do we live our lives more luxury than them? I tell you how. We can open up a tap and the water is there. Right? And we can have the water, hot and cold water.
Yeah.
Then people didn't have this facility.
Mm.
They didn't have this facility of having hot and cold water. Having water to the perfection. They didn't have this
facility. You can mix it as well now.
Right? Hey, you could put ice in there like this. Yeah. Right from the... You get the refrigerators, which you just put your glass there and it drops in the ice. Right? Yeah, look at the facilities we have. Then people didn't have it. The big kings didn't have it. They didn't have the comforts of the beds which we lie in today. Right? They didn't have the sort of mattresses, the memory foams which we sleep on today. Right? They didn't have these facilities. They didn't have this easiness of the journey which we travel today. Right? You get on the plane, you're there in a few hours. Imagine even if they traveled on a horse or even in them carts or whatever they travel in their times, it would still take up their days and months and their weeks of journey to get to that place. We sit on a plane, 8 hours later we're there. 10 hours later they're there. 12 hours later we're there.
If you begin to count the blessings of Allah, you cannot count them. And coming back to that point, that being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His ni'mah, and then to your parents. This is also mentioned in the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Anishkur li wa li walidayk." You are grateful to me, and then your parents. So subhanallah, I think, overlooking these things has made us ungrateful, not just to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but also to our parents. And that has caused these misunderstandings between...
One thing I want to say here, Madhbhai, is that, sometimes we think, I'm grateful to my parents. We're thinking we're grateful. It's not because of your thinking you're grateful. your actions should show it. Are you really grateful for your parents? If you were really grateful to your parents, you will never raise your voice in front of them.
Okay, I'd like to stop you here, inshallah, because our episode time is running out. But we will continue with this this point, that being grateful, not just with your words, but with your actions. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to be grateful to Him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to be grateful to those that have shown favor upon us. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Misunderstandings that cause us pain, misunderstandings that cause us pain, clarified by truth to bring love again, clarified by truth to bring love again.